Finally, Pig died. Finally kicked the bucket. Finally died.
Okay. You might, a long time ago, people would die and they wouldn't know what they died
with or why.
Yeah.
What was called. You know, that's a natural truth. And we think a lot of time that cancer wasn't an old thing, but it killed a million person I expect back then. And people used to be ashamed of having cancer. They didn't. If you die with a cancer, they didn't say what your doctor said you had. So that was something did not happen to these poor folks. But that's all wrong. Cancer get on anybody.
Okay. You buried him where?
In the graveyard of the cemetery.
You ever see one way smaller, one out on the farm, or?
Yeah, that's right across from him on the Fleming Road. Them castle got their own one started. Their mother buried his own one. No, he got a brother-in-law buried.
Just for the old barren farm?
Brother, they got a lot of people in where it's kind of special down some of them roads. You can pass a lot of houses if you get one or two graves in front of you. But you used to have one at every church, you know, and every country church had a cemetery. But it's a lot of plots.
What did they put the body in?
Well, far as in my lifetime, they used to build some caskets. I knew two men that built caskets out in the country. They were cobblers, and they built some caskets. But they, most all of them built a double one. They built, I don't care how poor you was, you had a casket, and you went out there and built a box to fit the, you dug a grave down about so deep, and then you, big.
3-4.
And then you went in with it, see? And from there down, you build it just to fit whatever size box you're gonna put in it. And you build a box to put in there, and with the top. And then you put the coffin down in there. Because now they have concrete vaults, and used to be a lot of brick ones.
Did you ever see the coffins that were wide at the shoulders and narrow down the...
Uh-huh. Oh, they still have to build some coffin nearby like that because it's some people that's got to have a lot of room in there. I never thought about it. I had a
sample. I'm 6.5 feet.
There you are. And this, I had my wife's brother. Wife, she must have weighed 375 pounds when she died. And
who'd you get to? Did you get Paul?
Had a. A terrible big coffin.
Yeah.
She was a nurse at the Batty Hospital in Rome when she died.
Yes.
And we went over there, of course, and that man had to explain to us all, because it was sister to Sarah's brother, about the size of the coffin. It was an expensive one. It cost more than one just like it would have cost smaller, you see, and all that kind of stuff. But I never had thought about different size coffin, just to be honest about it.
Yeah. He used to call them sharpshooters. Did you ever hear that?
I don't believe so.
Now, the people, you might say the ceremony at the cemetery was what?
Well, if people describe them all ways, especially black folks, you say, now we naturally had a good funeral service today. So and so had a good service.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes all people say, well, said he preached a real impressive sermon today at the funeral, and had a right good service.
What would you say the people in black were in?
They was in shroud. No, your dead folks get in shrouds, don't they?
The people dressed in black.
Dressed in black, they were just in mourning.
Okay. Now, what about that disease the children used to get? They choked to death?
Oh,
they used to get a shit test back before around World War I. I know you gave it to you.
I know what you're talking about.